We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Siren, and let me tell you, I got Thomas running the show back in Poland. Thomas, the Saints picked the absolute worst possible time to break some news, but it doesn't matter. At Saints Happy Hour Podcast,
awake, man.
That's right. At least you're awake. They picked the worst possible time. I want to apologize to Mickey Loomis. I never should have doubted his desire and ability to spend Saints unused cap space. The Saints have done a big splash in free agency. They signed Washington Commanders defensive end Chase Young to a one-year, $13 million fully guaranteed contract. The Saints had $14.5 million of workable cap space, and they used it all practically to sign a defensive end. This is a good move for the Saints, Thomas, I think, because one, as you so beautifully put it in our pregame as we were setting up, the Saints have a Ohio State fetish that they must fill every single year via free agency or via the draft, because Ohio State is the Saints AAA team as well. And Chase Young fills their Ohio State quota slash fetish. He gets that done. So that's nice. Listen, this is clearly to me the Saints saying we had to fill defensive end, because we knew going into the offseason, we're like, the Saints need a defensive end and they need a tackle. They might need two tackles depending on how you feel about Ramczyk's knee and how that's going to go. So the Saints, man, they usually, when these free agents, you know, they after free agency, it goes about a week, and then they have these guys and they usually come on a tour. And you know, the Saints, we joked on the Discord that, hey, Chase Young is going to be the annual player that uses the Saints as leverage to get the contract he wants. And we've seen it before. And Ndamukong Suh a while ago, the pursuit. You know, Jimmy Graham, when he was going to come back to the Saints, he kind of used the Saints, and Green Bay paid him a ridiculous amount of money, and the Saints lost out on him. So they've had guys in the past that, like, they come in for a visit, we get all excited, and they end up going somewhere else because the Saints, Mickey Loomis usually has his number and he doesn't move off of it. But this contract here, when you talk about 1 year, $13 million fully guaranteed, that's big boy money for a year. Now, I don't know. We'll have to see the details of it with the Saints. You can never really tell. Sometimes it's voidable years inside of a beignet. And, you know, it could be like 2029, Thomas, and they're still paying Chase Young like $400,000 of dead cap. You know, they're still owing money. So we don't know. But who cares? Like, it's not our money. And listen, Saints offseason was getting pretty freaking boring around here. They're not making moves. It was dull. You know, the last 2 years, the Saints, Sean Payton retired, right? So we had Sean Payton retired. They had to go and get Dennis Allen. So that was after the 2022 in that offseason, right? And then last year, we had the Derek Carr pursuit, and that lasted from February all the way into March, right? So that happened. And then they had the Sean Payton trade last year. They trade him to Denver. They get the first round pick. They get the second round pick this year, right? So that made all the last two off seasons really interesting and exciting. This year, the Saints haven't done nothing, man. They signed a linebacker for like nothing. They signed a receiver who was so buried and so sad for the Dolphins. When I asked my wife, a diehard Dolphin fan, I'm like, hey, Cedric Wilson, what do you think of him? She's like, who the fuck is that? And so you know, this offseason's been boring. So the Saints, they did a double swoop today, by the way, Thomas. They signed another guy, a guard tackle. This was a the Ralph can't pronounce his name special. This is Ali Udo to a one-year deal. He has 18 career starts with Minnesota. He's like a swing guard tackle. He's kind of like, best case scenario, he'd be like a new and younger and improved version of like James Hurst, maybe. So that's an interesting signing. So now, listen, Udo for Minnesota, is no way is he good enough to fill a tackle. That's no way. Like the Saints still need an offensive tackle badly. And I would say at 14, you can almost pencil it in assuredly they'll go get a tackle. But now, got Chase Young. You got a little flexibility. Maybe if they have a run on offensive tackles and you're like, I don't want to pick the fourth best offensive tackle, maybe you go defensive end again. And look, I know people would on draft, they would freak out if they picked Verse from Florida State or another guy. They'd be like, why are you picking it that you paid Chase Young all this money? But listen, Chase Young is a one-year deal. Cam Jordan is not young, and he was Mr. Invisible last year. We loved Cam Jordan, right, Thomas? But he's old, and they need a replacement. So if you get another defensive end, suddenly the Saints could double down on a strength maybe, and suddenly you have Chase Young and Granderson and a first-round pick and Cam Jordan and Brissy, and suddenly you got a nice defensive line going. And listen, Chase Young, say what you want about him, that he's disappointment in Washington and they didn't re-sign him and all this. But that dude was defensive rookie of the year his first year and looked for all the world like he was going to be a dominant defensive end. And listen, he's only 24. And yes, he's had injuries. But to me, he is sort of name brand Marcus Davenport. And the thing is, like, that's worth a flyer because you've seen it with Chase Young. You've seen the potential. And here's the thing. If he had 7.5 sacks last year with Washington, 5.5 with Washington, 2.5 with, or 5 with Washington, 2.5 with San Francisco after they traded him at the deadline. But let me tell you something. You might say, well, if the Saints pay $13 million, they only get 7.5 sacks out of him. That's not that big of a deal. Let me tell you, that is a huge deal. Because I look at the Saints defensive line, you got Carl Granderson, and you don't have anybody else besides Brissy with over 4.5 sacks. So, like, if you get Chase Young, you get 8 sacks out of him, and you have 8 sacks with him, 8 sacks with Granderson. Maybe Brissy takes a leap and he gets to 6 or 7. Then you got something on the defensive line, and you got a pass rush. Maybe it can be something pretty good. And I will say this about the Saints. We'll have to see about this deal. But this situation with the Saints, they're really doing not like a full, the Saints aren't going to do like a full teardown rebuild tank. Like that's just not, Mickey Loomis doesn't believe in that. They're not going to do it. But they are kind of doing a soft reset in that this is the kind of one-year deal that the Saints, because of how they operate the cap, really haven't been able to do, because you can't do nice, clean, kind of big one-year deals with guys because the Saints would always have not a lot of cap space. And like, you know, we joked when they had to get Dave's nemesis, Nick Fairley, from in 2016, they invented, the Saints were the first team to invent the voidable year inside of a voidable year inside of an Easter egg to sign Nick Fairley to a one-year $5 million deal because they only had like $2 million of cap space and they really wanted him. But this year, they had $14.5, almost $15 million of cap space. They were able to do the one-year deal with Chase Young. The one thing about this deal that I won't like, and I'll get to it in just a little bit on the other side, this is the end of our podcast, but we're going to have an extended version for patrons only. If you are a patron, you'll get the extended version of this podcast, no commercials at all. You can do that and get on our Discord and support the show so we can keep doing breaking news podcasts like this. Everybody else was like, oh, we'll do a podcast later. We'll get it to it tomorrow. We'll do it. No, us, boom, we do it right now. You might be on your drive home. Patrons on their drive home, custom RSS feed, boom, this is in their feed already. listening to it on the drive home or other podcasts. They'll do it tomorrow, whenever. Not us. We deliver breaking news podcasts to you right away. But become a patron. Stick with us. We're going to do an extended version. I'm going to talk about more stuff on the other side. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you Tuesday night on the main show to talk about more. Until then, the bar is closed.